The opportunity to read one's own obituary is a privilege accorded to few. Perhaps unsurprisingly, it can be a transformative experience. Alfred Nobel, inventor of dynamite, was mortified to see himself memorialized as a merchant of death. It may have been this premature review of his life's work that inspired him to bequeath the Nobel Prizes, including one for peace. Marcus Garvey, the prominent Jamaican activist, was so enraged by his errantly early obituaries that he suffered the stroke which actually killed him. Rudyard Kipling, mistakenly reported dead by one sloppy journal, contented himself with writing in to cancel his subscription. So we should sympathise somewhat, and possibly for the last time, with President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov of Turkmenistan, who earlier this week was proved conclusively alive after some while of doubt about whether or not he was still with us. President Berdimuhamedov, in office since 2007, was photographed indisputably above ground at the Caspian Economic Forum in Avatsa, a resort on Turkmenistan's Caspian Sea coast. The era of might and happiness, as President Berdimuhamedov's rule is officially known, proceeds. The greatly exaggerated demise of President Berdimuhamedov, allegedly from kidney failure, seems to have become popular currency last month. A Russian news agency reported the story, apparently via a Eurasian Affairs blog, who claimed to have heard it from a source in business circles in the Turkmen capital of Ashgabat, who may or may not have been tipped off by a spook working for Turkmenistan's intelligence services. Though any journalist who pitched their editor a story with this level of sourcing would find themselves retreating beneath a barrage of coffee mugs and expletives, no such fact-checking protocols inhibit social media, which was briefly ablaze with elegies to President Berdimuhamedov. Few of them, it has to be said, especially sorrowful. From Turkmenistan's government, there was tantalizing silence. The last confirmed sighting of the president had been in mid-July when he was shown on state television writing a book. He is believed to be working on a history of the Central Asian shepherd dog and beaming at a video of one of his musical collaborations with his grandson.
Here is a poem and flowers and trees. Here is a music and mountains and sea. Beautiful sights of rivers and sky. All other beauties in Turkmenistan.
Deryatı coşkun, bağları osran. Belent başı dağ değil, yürük asman. Gülleyen, güleşen, edil diyarım. Aydın sağlar yurdayı, can Türkmenistan.
Türkmenistan, Türkmenistan.
Official business continued. President Berdimuhamedov was reported to have wished a happy birthday to his Uzbek counterpart, President Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and to have congratulated UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson on his arrival in Downing Street. However, such pro forma niceties don't necessarily require a living president, and still there was no sign of Berdimuhamedov himself. Eventually, more decisive action was taken. A state-run television station, not that Turkmenistan has any other kind, broadcast a 23-minute montage of the president undertaking a variety of vigorous exertions, including riding a horse, berating various musical instruments, doing donuts in an SUV adjacent to a burning gas crater, and 10-pin bowling. Three strikes in a row, naturally. All very impressive, and a reminder of the qualities that convinced fully 98% of Turkmens to vote for President Berdimuhamedov at the most recent election in 2017. But, a few obdurate cynics noted, in none of these heroic poses was the president brandishing a copy of the morning paper or any other irrefutable proof of life. This footage could, theoretically, have been posthumously spliced. Berdimuhamedov was, in this respect, paying the price for presiding over what Reporters Sans Frontières rates as the world's most ruthlessly restrictive media environment, which is to say worse than Eritrea's or North Korea's, which is like being wetter than water. People who live in such tyrannies may not know what they should believe, but usually have a pretty good idea of what they can't believe. Bulletins from government sources are often met with a combination of derision and amusement, the more so the more insistent the official communiques become. It is sobering to reflect that President Berdimuhamedov is actually notably less weird than his predecessor, Saparmurat Niyazov.
The bird of happiness can sit on the head of one man, which means the bird of happiness can sit on the head of the whole Turkmen people.
Who, among other edicts, outlawed opera, beards and lip-syncing, renamed the month of April after his mother, and commissioned a gold statue of himself, which revolved to face the sun. President Berdimuhamedov, so long as he does not fatally injure himself falling from a horse or in a 10-pin bowling accident, is likely to remain incumbent for a while. He is only 62 and has already fixed the Turkmen constitution to drop term limits. He will nigh certainly be president for life. Or will he? Indeed, is he? The Foreign Desk would never be so irresponsible as to launch a rumour that the hearty personage who spoke at the Caspian Economic Forum on Monday was a lookalike. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.